Hi, I'm Alexandra Maseko, and I am the Zimbabwe Women's Basketball National Team captain, and you're listening to Mike Set Match on Capital 263.
And now. Capital 263.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike Set Match. We've been away, but we are back now more consistently from now on. Watch out for the drops every Monday or Tuesday, every week, guaranteed, from now until end of 2018, I guess. So watch out for your favorite show, every episode dropping from every Monday or Tuesday, now more consistently available to you. You can find us on Twitter at Mike Set Match, on Facebook Mike Set Match. We are also available on iTunes, Mike Set Match as well. If you have a podcast application, just search Mike Set Match and you will get us. So thank you for joining us. My name is Lizwe Chitanganya, aka at Lizwe C on Twitter. And just hit me up on the various shows or ideas that you have, or reviews, comments, or thoughts that you might have on sports. And we might invite you to join us at the studio to talk about your favorite sport. Find out what, you know, controversial stuff is going on in your favorite sport. But today I'm joined by the main man. Slim Sam, what up?
What up? Hi, Lizwe. Yeah. How are you?
Good. How's it?
It's great. We've been away for a bit, but yeah. I'm happy that we're back. So I'm excited.
Back we are. And just a quick reminder for all those that are playing our Fantasy Premier League, you know, there are prizes that are available to you every month. So just play or follow our social media platforms and you could be winning yourself some great prizes every month, guaranteed. If you're, you know, doing your best there, you're gonna get some good prizes. And what's good, Sam?
It's good. I would want people to look at our Facebook page because we announced this month's winner on the Facebook page.
Okay.
So people should go there and figure out who won, and the guy should get in touch.
Yeah, sure. Some great prizes on offer. Was it? A case of Golden Pilsner.
Yeah.
We have a case of a phone case customized by Nari Technologies. You know, so there's quite enough of, you know, there's prizes, there's nice monthly prizes that you can get by playing the Fantasy Premier League. But anyway, on to today's show. So today we're just focusing on a sport that's not really talked about, you know, mainstream. It's mostly, you know, high school that we hear about this sport, which is volleyball. And after that, it's, you know, it just fades out. We don't know what's going on. And yeah, we're here to diffuse it as usual, you know, just to find out what we can do about the sport, get it out there. Because there's so many people who played in high school, but after that, you know, it just fizzles out. We don't even know if there's any way we can play it, continuously play it after that.
Yeah.
You know, Slim, you're telling me about this beach volleyball, and I don't even know. Like, Zimbabwe is beach volleyball.
Yes.
But anyway, we're joined by Mr. Gamuchirai Makawa. Is that correct?
Sure, sir.
Yeah. How's it, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Would you like to introduce yourself to us?
Thank you. My name is Makawa Gamuchirai. I'm the number spokesperson, and I'm here today to talk about volleyball. It's really exciting to be here.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, what is NABA?
NABA is a volleyball club based in Harare. They do participate in the, can I say, professional or semi-professional leagues that's running, either in the National League or the Harare Provincial League.
Okay.
Sure.
So we actually have a National League that people participate in?
Sure, there is a National League.
Okay.
And I think this month is starting this coming weekend. Maybe we'll talk about it later on.
We're just about to get into the National League right now.
Sure.
So how many teams are made in the National League? And is it played right across Zimbabwe?
Sure. This year we have 5 teams participating from the men's side and 4 teams participating from the women's side.
Okay.
From Harare, predominantly, that's where most teams are coming from. We have another team from, we have 4 teams coming from Harare and 1 team coming from Bulawayo, the Spartans. Then from Harare we have NABA, we have Support Unit, we have Harare City, as well as the University of Zimbabwe team.
Okay. So that's great. So do you play your matches even in Blawayo sometimes? Do you play in Harare? What's the setup?
The playing format is going to be like this. Each team is going to host other teams. So we are going to have matches in Blawayo. Then coming back to Harare, support unit will host. NABA will host. USAID, the University of Zimbabwe will host. As well as Harare City, they will host. So each team will host. The matches is played on home and away basis.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. So which grounds do you use to play volleyball? Where can we come and watch the league matches? Okay. I will start with Blawayo. We have the BCD. It's right in Blawayo there. And coming to Harare, Harare City, we are talking about the City Sports Center. That's where the matches will be played. Then we have the University of Zimbabwe grounds, as well as the support unit grounds. As you are going along Axuras Road, going to Mavoko there, that's where the grounds are. Yes.
Okay, just a bit of the history of the National League. Has it always had five teams? And which team has been dominating that league?
Okay, in terms of participation, it hinges on the teams are coming from the provinces. Mm-hmm. Where a team is supposed to be an affiliate of a province. We have 10 provinces in Zimbabwe. Most of the times you are seeing teams are coming from Harare. That's where Harare or Blawayo, that's where the most leagues are running. So we are having 5 teams. I think last year we had about 8 teams. This year is also issues to do with finances, whether a team is able to affiliate both for the provincial association as well as for the national league. So that's where teams are picked up from.
Okay.
Sure.
How long does the league last for? Like, how long is the season, a volleyball season?
This time around, the proposal is that the league should run for 5 weeks. They are played fortnightly.
Okay.
Yes, that's the format that's being proposed starting this coming weekend.
Okay. So the winner of the league is just the same format that every other, sport uses, that at the end of the season or at the end of the 5 weeks, the team that's at the top is the leader, is the winner.
It's the same format that applies, sure. When you play your games, then at the end of the day, they will see who's sitting at the top, sitting second. That's how you are rated from the game that you match, that you will have won.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are you playing game 25, game 15, and best of 5 or best of 3? How is it going there?
The standard format now is best of 5. Best of 5 playing up to 25. You first set, second set, third and fourth. Then if you go to 50 sets where a match is drawn 2-2, then you play up to 15. That's the final set. They should be a winner each and every time.
Yes.
Sure, that's how the volleyball is played.
Mm-hmm. And the points, are they given according to the sets won? Like if you win 3-0, do you get more points than, let's say, the person who won 3-2?
Okay, on that one, winning a match 3-0, you get 3 points.
Yes.
Winning a match 3-1, you also get 3 points. Then the difference comes in when you win 3-2. That's where the points are kind of shared. The team that wins, they get 2 points, and the team that loses, they get a point.
Okay.
So that's how the points are awarded.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. So are the national teams picked from the league teams? How does the selection for the Zimbabwe men's and women's team happen?
Okay, I think like I was explaining a bit earlier, when we have 10 provinces. Mm-hmm. So normally from the provinces, they're supposed to be a league that's running.
Mm-hmm.
And then the winners from those leagues, those are the teams that will come in and participate in the national league.
Mm-hmm.
And now how they did it, even this year and the year before, they have qualifiers. They are teams that do qualify automatically. The last year's winners and runners-ups, they qualify from number 1 up to 4. They qualify automatically. Then if you replace 5th and going beyond, you have to go through qualifiers. In the qualifiers, I think they were played some 3 or so months ago in the middle, in Igweru.
Mm-hmm.
In the winners and the run-ups, then they were the team that were drawn in into the main national league. So that's coming from those teams, plus your affiliation. That's why we have 5 teams coming this time around.
Okay. I was asking more in terms of when we are, does Zimbabwe ever participate in international tournaments, or do the clubs themselves participate in international tournaments? What happens there?
Coming on to that one, I think from after the National League, we have the Zone 6 championships.
Okay.
They usually, it's set for 20 teams. So, picking from the 10 countries, picking 2 teams each, make them 20 teams. That's number one. And the runners up, they do qualify for the Zone 6. Like last year, the games were held in Namibia,
mm-hmm.
where we're from Zimbabwe, and Naba and support unit, qualifying for the games. And from the results, I think Naba were best place. They were beaten in the final, and support units were beaten in the quarterfinals. And this year now, this time around, the games are being hosted in Zimbabwe, in Blawai in particular.
Okay.
Sure.
So, from the results that you're telling us, it seems we do have, like, we have strong teams from Zimbabwe. So, the question is, what is the funding like? Is the corporate world doing something? Does the league have a sponsor, or do teams have to sponsor themselves?
Thank you. That's where one of the challenges is emanating from, mm-hmm. in terms of sponsorship. Yes, we have many teams dotted across the country who are willing to play, but obviously for you to play, you're supposed to affiliate, you're supposed to look after players' welfare, traveling and all. That's where most of the problems are coming in from. That's why even you can see that we have limited teams.
Yes.
So mainly club, they do fund themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Currently there is no sponsor for the leagues, for the league. So teams are coming in to sponsor themselves, from kids, from grounds, from food, welfare, transport and everything else. So teams, they do provide for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so who's the mother body for volleyball in Zimbabwe? And how involved are they in the day-to-day runnings of the league? Are they involved enough for your liking, or they are there as below but not really doing anything?
Okay, we have the ZVA, which is the Zimbabwe Volleyball Association. That's the mother board for volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
They're involved very much.
Yeah.
But you know, for them to be more efficient and more functional, there's need for finances.
Yes.
So, which means clubs, they have to affiliate to the leagues. I think mainly that's how they're able to run their day-to-day events, because there is no other form of finance that they do obtain.
Yeah.
In terms of involvement, I think from what they are having, they are trying their level best to try and live within what they have. I would say generally, so far they are doing well, although in the long term, we are hoping things should improve from the current standings.
Okay, interesting. There's some interesting insights about volleyball in Zimbabwe. So how does one join the clubs that are currently playing? Are the teams already set? If I'm talented, do I have a chance of joining NABA support unit? Support unit is police, yeah? The other clubs, University of Zimbabwe, are we just generally, is it open to people coming in and playing?
Okay. Very, very open, I would say, first and foremost. As long as one can prove their talent, they are able, they know how the game is played. I think when the league is off-season, that's mainly after the Zone 6 in December,
mm-hmm.
from January, February and March, then teams are training, they are looking for players, they are looking for reinforcements. So any player who feel they have what it takes to join any team, being supporting it, being the Air Force team, there are lots of teams that are there. And one can join, maybe come in for trials, If they prove themselves, they are themselves worthy, then they are signed by a team, and then they can play. It's as simple as that. It's only that we probably, in terms of our structures, we have not marketed volleyball in a manner that we would have wanted it to be to this day. So you'll find there are the players who are coming in maybe after high school, somebody who would know which team to go to, how do I get to participate? Because you see, there in the high schools, there are lots of challenges.
Yeah.
Lots of talent, even at colleges, there are lots of talent. But after that, they don't know where to go after that. I think that's one area in which we need to address, which is very key if we are to succeed even internationally as a country.
Yeah, I guess my next question was going to come into that, because volleyball, you know, I'd say it's a minority sport in Zimbabwe. You know, we are all about the football, the cricket, and the rugby, you know. But volleyball is really in the minority. It's not also, because it's in the minority, it's not prominent in the media. You barely see any content related to volleyball, unless it's Zone 6 season, and, you know, it's just a few articles and that's it, that's done. You don't know what's happening with the clubs, you know, you don't know anything. How can people find out about this information?
Well, I think from the years, maybe I would say 2 or 3 years back, I think there are various platforms that have been set up by the National Association. We just see them as clubs whereby they are encouraging especially students, people from around colleges and all, to participate in these games. I think you see the transition whereby in high schools there is the under 18, under 16 or under 18, and then there's the under 20 tournaments that are done. Those by NASH, by NAF, those games, they have been publicized. I think the development is taking place. Then you come in at colleges, we are having the Zusa games as well as the Zitisu games, and then transition from that into youth games. I think the platform has been set now for teams to come and participate, whereby talent is being identified, and those identified individuals can now fit in into the various teams. Then we come up with a strong pool of players, and in that composition, those are the people who now make up the national team. And then Zimbabwe, looking 5 years, 10 years from now, is going to be a very strong force on the international arena.
Yes. Okay, let's talk grassroots, the development of kids, the introduction of kids to volleyball. I was lucky. I got a chance to learn volleyball at a very young age. I found a mentor who was passionate about volleyball. Now, in your own view, are we doing enough to introduce the kids to this wonderful sport of volleyball?
I would say yes. I think we are having developmental programs that are being run in remote areas with schools in Mutoko, in various schools dotted around the country. And also we are having some schools, I would say elite schools there. You go for competition, they do identify some talent, and then they do give sponsorships to those kids to come and play for their teams. I think that's why, although the progress is a bit slow, but we are heading in the right direction. I think even at college level as well, we are seeing some colleges who are identifying talents. Then you see somebody, maybe they have good grades and they have the talent, but they don't have the fees to pay for their university colleges. And we are having some universities that are coming in to rope in those players. They do sponsor them, they do pay for their tuition, and then they come and play volleyball. And you can see that the level of volleyball is improving very much, I would say.
That's exciting. What about the women's side of things? Do we also have 5 clubs in the National League, the women's side?
Okay, on the women's front, we have 4 teams. That is the University of Zimbabwe. We have Spartans from Bulawayo, Harare City, as well as I say, there's University of Zimbabwe, Harare City, Spartans, And the fourth one...
Support.
In support unit as well, yes.
So NABA doesn't have a women's team?
No, NABA is a men's team only.
Okay. Where's NABA found? Where do you train?
NABA is... currently, they are training at Belgravia Sports Club.
Okay.
As you are going along Simon Njoma, formerly Second Street Extension, there is a sports club, Belgravia Sports Club. That's where they train on the day, on a day-to-day basis. You find them there from Monday up to Sunday. They are there.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you get paid to play for these clubs? Because can I make a career out of playing volleyball? I'm talented. I want to, you know, quit whatever I'm doing and start playing volleyball professionally. Is it paying to play in the National League?
Currently, I would say not really. Okay. We are still at our developmental stages. And many players, they are playing out of passion.
Okay.
But we are hoping to, as we develop, as the key, as the areas that we have been highlighting, as we obtain and as we obtain sponsorships, they will come. We are hopeful. I think volleyball is going to be highly paying. Although I would say we have one or two clubs, I think that has been good, that have been recruiting players, and they are playing them a basic monthly salary.
Okay.
I'm glad we have teams that are doing that.
Which teams are those?
I think we have the Harare City team.
Okay.
They do play their players some monthly allowances, winning bonuses.
Okay.
So I'll take that as a positive to say we are moving in the right direction. And the future from that example, I think it does look so bright.
Mm-hmm. How many players can make a volleyball team?
Okay, for a match?
No, I generally like say NABA. How many players does it register in the National League? Does it register 20 players? Does it register 12 players? How many does it register?
Okay.
Yeah.
A team can register 25 players.
Okay.
So you can see that's quite a big number.
That's quite a big number.
So which makes it possible for players from across the country to come and join in.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Okay, but I have a question on that. Considering that, let's say, one team like Harare City is paying their players, won't that make like a super team? Every player wants to play for Harare City and they get all the good players and the league then becomes distorted by having one great team and other, well, average teams.
Not really. Like I said, like I was explaining earlier, when yes, they do pay them an allowance, but you look at the other teams, there are other incentives.
Okay.
Yes, okay. You go to the University of Zimbabwe with the opportunity of getting a degree and all. That's another form of incentive.
That's true.
Yes, we have also individuals within clubs who bring in European good players. Maybe they bring them from Blawai, from Mutare. They do give them an allowance. So allowances are coming in various forms. Okay. So at the end of the day, we evenly balance a league whereby there's no predominantly one team that's dominating the game.
Okay. Mm. What are the opportunities like for getting to play, like a talented Zimbabwean volleyball player getting to play in a different league, like maybe South Africa, Angola, whatever, or even the United States? What are the opportunities? Do we ever have any, you know, foreign-based players coming in to play for our clubs or national team?
We do have. I think we have some exceptional talents, talented individuals here in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have been identified by teams from abroad. I think we had one team that went to Tunisia.
Mm-hmm.
They did give a good account of themselves. And then we had an individual who was picked from one of those teams and they're now playing abroad.
Okay.
You look at in Namibia, we have players who are playing there. In South Africa, we have individuals who are playing, as well as in Botswana, where they have a better league. We have players who are playing in those leagues.
Oh,
so it's nice. It's quite a positive on our part.
Oh, that's brilliant. At least that's, you know, an extra incentive to do very good.
Yeah.
You know, you might just get picked. You might get a chance to play in a different league, experience different things. Yeah.
Okay. So predictions for the league. Who do you think is going to win the league in terms of the males and in terms of the females. And don't just say NAPA because you know it's your team, right? We want a calculated prediction.
Okay. My own understanding is like this. I think we're passing from the teams that have been participating in the Harare Provincial League,
yeah,
where we have Harare City,
mm-hmm,
where we have NABA, where we have the Invest for Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm,
and where as well as support unit.
Mm-hmm.
You look how, you look at the matches that were played.
Mm-hmm.
Support unit, they did beat the Invest for Zimbabwe.
Yes.
The Invest for Zimbabwe, they did beat Harare City.
Mm-hmm.
Harare City did beat support unit.
Mm-hmm.
And so it applies even on the NABA side. It's, yes, applying. It's more like a web.
Uh-huh.
It's connecting from this end to this other end. So you cannot really pick who will have the honors.
Mm-hmm.
But we have very strong sides who are playing. I would say support unit, they are a very strong force, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
They have been a team for over the past 2 or 3 years. They've had one team. And you look from the way they are playing, they are now gelling even more and more and more and more.
Yeah.
And then we have the University of Zimbabwe team. They have really, really good teams. And they've robbed in new players. I think you look at them, they participated at the Zusa University Games.
Yes.
They did win the games. Then they went to for the Zitisu, that are the college games.
Yes.
They won.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went for the national youth games.
Mm-hmm.
They did win those games.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at them, how they've been playing. They are still a side with the guys are still young.
Yeah.
They are really playing good. Then you come to NABA. Beginning of the season, there was a player exodus. With players moving into other teams, maybe better opportunities. But as the season has progressed, the team is beginning to play very well. And then currently, they've managed to reinforce. They're having 2 or 3 brilliant players,
mm-hmm,
who are coming in as a reinforcement to the team. So on paper, they're really looking so good.
Mm-hmm.
Then you look at Harare City, they have a good team, though they've maybe lost 1 or 2 players, but looking at them, they've been playing so well. Then coming to Spartans in Bulawayo, you know, Bulawayo then brings in a large pool of players,
yes,
to come in and join one team. So it's an incentive on itself to say we in Bulawayo, we have one team that's coming in to play in the National League. So they have a large pool of players,
mm-hmm,
to select from. So that should make them very, very strong. Then on the ladies side, you look at the University of Zimbabwe. Over the years, they've been doing so well. Support unit, they have been having one team for the last 2-3 years. So they are a very formidable side. And then you look at Harare City. I think they have a very, very, very good team. Coming to Bulawayo, I think on the case of Spartans, the ladies, it's the same case applies. So at the end of the day, you are saying which team is going to play better? That's a big ask. But I would say whoever comes prepared for the day, they're going to take the honors.
It's a very political response there, Mr. Amakawa. But anyway, thank you for joining us. We've enjoyed this breakdown of what's happening in terms of volleyball in the country. Finding out about the women's sides, the different teams, the National League, what do you expect? When does the National League start and when does it end?
It's starting on the 14th of October.
14th of October.
That's this coming weekend.
Okay.
Then it's expected to end by the 15th of November. So that teams can begin to prepare for the Zone 6 games that are starting on the 7th of December.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Makawa, for joining us here on Match Set Match.
Yeah.
We've enjoyed, you know, now I know a bit more about the different volleyball teams that are out there. Are you available on social media? Where can people access information either about NABA or Zimbabwe Volleyball Association, any of the two? Where can people find you online?
Yes, on Facebook, you just look for NABA Volleyball Zimbabwe. It's on Facebook.
NABA is N-A-B-A.
N-A-B-A, sure.
Okay.
Then Zimbabwe Volleyball Association as well. You can search for it. Uh-huh. It's there on Facebook.
Are you always updating your stuff? Do people know that NABA is playing next weekend?
Surely we do try our best. Okay. We are trying, yes. And then I know this is one platform where we know we can reach out to so many people.
That is true.
Yes, so we are trying as much as possible to try and market the game, to make it more enjoyable to people, to make it more acceptable to people, to grow it,
mm-hmm.
for people to like it, to come and watch it. So on the 14th of this, of October, I'd urge people to come to the University of Zimbabwe grounds. That's where the games are being played. At.
What time?
And they are starting from 9 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And the last game will be at 16:30.
Okay.
So you have a full day to enjoy yourself and get to know more about volleyball. We have the best teams in Zimbabwe. Come and watch. It's going to be so exciting.
That is true, and hopefully we'll get to see some exciting, challenges and competitions going on at the University of Zimbabwe. So follow NABA on Facebook or NABA Volleyball.
Yeah.
So, yeah, follow Zimbabwe Volleyball Association as well to just get updates on what's happening with volleyball. If you're interested in the sport, those are your two platforms. We'll also be sharing them on our Mics at Match platforms just so that you remember, you find them, and you get to know more about them.
Yes. So follow all the Mics at Match pages and on Facebook, on Twitter,
iTunes, podcasts, etc. Just search Mics at Match and you will find us. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Makawa. Thank you, Slim. It's been a good one. And until next week, ciao, ciao.
And now. Capital 263.